The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
A new scheme to push parents to ditch disposable nappies in favour of reusable cloth has been launched by Dublin City Council. The Cloth Nappy Incentive Scheme aims to reduce household waste by encouraging the uptake of reusable nappies. I'm going to be joined in a few moments by Aideen Finnegan, audio producer at the Irish Times, who has tried reusable nappies previously. But first, I am joined by the Director of Policy for the environmental charity Voice Ireland, Abigail O'Callaghan-Platt. Good evening to you, Abigail. Tell us a little bit about the scheme and how long it's been running.
So the scheme has been running actually a couple of years, and we've been running it in local authorities and maternity hospitals across the country. But this is the first time it's been available in Dublin City, in the Dublin City Council area. So the scheme supplies new parents with a starter bundle of reusable nappies. So they'd get 10 reusable nappies, a packet of 12 wipes, and an information leaflet about how to use them, how to wash them. And they'll also be able to attend an online workshop about the nappies and join a WhatsApp group if they'd like to, or if they don't, you know, so that they can not only receive the nappies, but also be provided advice and support in using them.
Okay. So they get a starter kit, basically, and it has 10 nappies and it has 12 wipes, etc. For people who have never used reusable nappies, and I think that's probably a lot of people, I think disposable are by far the most widespread used nappies. What do you do?
Well, with the nappies that we provide, they're called pocket nappies, and they have an outer shell that's waterproof, and you insert different layers of absorption, so, you know, cotton or bamboo or hemp. And really, you just put them on like a normal disposable nappy, but after you've used them, then you can throw them in the wash. You can wash them with other clothes, with sheets, with towels or baby clothes, and then put them on the clothes horse to dry, and then use them again. The modern reusable nappies are actually a world away from the old terry cloths with the giant safety pins, you know?
Yeah.
They've got cute designs and look like little disposable nappies, really.
So they have Velcro and all those types of
Velcro
things.
Velcro or poppers, and the ones that we provide as part of the scheme are birth-to-potty nappies. So you can use them all the way up with your baby until they're toilet trained. They change size, so they grow with your baby because you can expand out the poppers
Forgive me for being, I don't want to be too graphic. It's not quite tea time, but but nonetheless, I have to ask, because by the way, I've never used reusable, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. They sound perfect if your baby has done a wee, but yes. I've had four children, and sometimes they do literally enormous poos. And what do you do with the contents of the nappy? Surely you don't put that in your washing machine.
No. So you would sit that down the toilet. So, you know, you could just kind of, you know, flush them, hold the back of the nappy and flush the toilet onto the nappy and kind of wash the poo away down there.
So there's no liner or what have you. And I'm not trying to be silly. I just don't know how these work. So there's no liner. You literally sort of tip them into the toilet bowl.
You can. We don't supply liners as part of it, but sometimes people do buy disposable liners that can go into the nappies as well to help with that if they'd prefer.
And are they flushable, Abigail, the liners?
No, the liners wouldn't be flushable. No, so they'd go into the bin like a disposable nappy would.
Okay. So I presume you favour not using them then, because that's still going to be...
Yeah, we're trying to work towards fully kind of washable, reusables, move away from, you know, single-use plastics and disposables towards a reusable system.
You make it sound quite straightforward, and you make it sound relatively easy to do. But before I came on, I did a little sort of a straw poll in the office from both parents and non-parents of people I work with. And nobody was keen on this. Everyone felt that it was just something that was beyond them, whether or not they were committed to environmentalism or not, that it just was something that was very off-putting. Are there disposable nappies that are compostable?
The nappies take a very long time to break down, you know. They take a very long time to break down, and they'd only break down into microplastics. So essentially they're not breaking down. So we wouldn't advise for the use of those at all. And anything that's even compostable, they have a lot of chemicals added to them. And so these chemicals are then going into any form of compost. So we would advise for using reusable nappies
rather than compostable. And maybe lastly, and by the way, I'm not, this is just sort of devil's advocacy really, but what can you say to, because I didn't find a woman of fertile age in my office earlier who was willing to engage with this or consider it. If women, and it will be particularly women, don't want this, how can you, or how best do you think we go about swaying that?
Well, I suppose this is what the scheme is for, is to encourage people who wouldn't have otherwise even thought about it. You know, this actually helps people get over that barrier. And what we're finding through our follow-up surveys is that those families that do take on the nappies, and they are in massive demand. In truth, these nappy bundles will be gone, you know, within a few weeks. But what we're finding is the families that do take part find it's much easier than they anticipated. The modern cloth nappies are really easy to wash and fast to dry, and that is not the barrier that they thought, you know. Okay. The work wasn't involved that they considered originally.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Director of Policy for Environmental Charity there, Voice Ireland. That was Abigail O'Callaghan-Platt. And we are joined now by Aideen Finnegan, audio producer at the Irish Times, who has used reusable nappies before. Aideen, how did you find them? What was your experience?
Yes. Not on myself, to clarify. I was a very cliched first-time mum, and I was like, oh, I'm going to try these, reusable nappies. I had been invited to this kind of like workshop thing that this girl was organising, and she had brought them all along to show you how to use it. I do as many things as I can to be environmentally friendly. Like, I've cut down on plastic in lots of areas of my life. Like, I use a bar of soap in the shower and at the sink instead of plastic bottles, and I don't waste water, and I wash the yogurt cartons before I recycle them and all that stuff. But I abandoned the reusable nappies because it actually, I could hear you being a little bit grossed out by the idea of it, Kira, when you were speaking to Abigail there. It's not any worse as far as I can say, you know. It's not any more gross than working with a regular disposable nappy. You are dealing with the matter no matter what, right? And they are very easy to use. They've come on a long way. Like, they're not like big terry cloth things of safety pins that you remember, like you would have seen in a film about Depression era America or whatever. They're quite nice and they're cute, but I just didn't find them reliable. I just found that they couldn't contain, you know, there'd be leakage no matter what you did. And I know that some people use them from birth, but, you know, like if you have young babies are just, they are going to the toilet nonstop around the clock. So I would say if somebody wants to try them, maybe don't, you would definitely give up if you tried it at the newborn stage, or, you know.
So the ickiness, are they a lot more trouble? Because as I said earlier on to Abigail, I couldn't find anybody in the office who was even going to entertain the thought of trying them. There's a sort of a failure to convince people that this is a good idea, irrespective of whether or not, like your good self, they want to sort of engage with environmentalism. They're still put off by that. But Abigail says that they are much easier to use than people imagine.
They definitely are. I will say that they are definitely easier to use. Like I said, it was the reliability of them that I found problematic. I think you are either a person who can do this, or you have a personality type. Like, there's personality types who are just not offended by bodily matter, and they will care for older people, and they will do all, you know, and it's not a big deal to them. Do you know what I mean? I think if you know that it's not for you, that's fine. The way I look at it is, and I gave up on it, Kira, so like I'm not trying to like talk up my environmental credentials here at all. But the way I see it is, one, it's every reusable nappy that I used was one less in landfill. And that's just what it comes down to. And, you know, I didn't stick with it. By the time my second daughter came along, I just went straight for the disposable ones. But look at So if you throw it out there, a portion of people, it will work for them. And yeah. So why
a lot
not?
Of people are talking about, I'll get to the text line in a moment, but lots of people are texting about things like liners. Oh, you can use bamboo liners, etc. But I think for a liner to be appealing, it needs to be a flushable liner. And I don't know if and I have a funny feeling those things don't exist. Abigail was saying you could actually just put the nappy into the toilet and kind of hold it and flush it to clean it, like to flush the worst of
I never did that myself. I did use liners actually, because you can just lift away the poop.
And does that mean that the poop with I'm not trying to be too gross, is still just going into your bin and smelling out your bin?
And the
liners are not biodegradable either. So is this a kind of a halfway house? I don't know. I'm not being critical, by the way. I never used these at all on my four kids, so I'm not suggesting I know anything about these.
I think it's just, you know, if you're making an effort at all, I think it's worth it. I see the point that they're kind of like disposable and like they kind of go against the environmental message as well. But like there are times, Kira, when the babies have got a nice solid poop that just easily falls into the toilet. And there are times when it's not so much. And in those instances, the liners can be very worthwhile. But I will just like, it's not one of these things where it's like, you have to do one or the other. Like what I ended up doing was I just didn't find them reliable at nighttime at all. You know, they were just, my daughter would just leak all over her cot.
Nighttime tends to be the worst time for all nappies, pretty much.
Exactly. So like, it's just like, it's not all or nothing. It's like you use a reusable nappy and then you use a disposable one. Like I said, one less nappy to landfill every time.
Look, thank you, Aideen, for joining us. That's Aideen Finnegan, their audio producer at the Irish Times, who used them sometimes, but tons of you getting involved. Reusable nappies are brilliant, says this texter. I started with my first baby in 2022 and used them again in 2024 with my second one.
We save thousands of euros and now my children know that nappies go in the washing machine, says another listener.
As I mentioned, loads in on liners. Could you not use a real nappy with a liner which is less plastic than a full nappy or a Pampers or a Huggies or whatever, says this texter?
Kevin in Old Town takes a different view on things, though a kind of more wry assessment. It's a crap job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, someone else says, ooh, gross, this is the reason I didn't have kids. I wouldn't let poos put you off having kids. There are positives. I'm not saying you should have kids, nobody should, but there are positives to having children that outweigh the nappies. Things must be bad if you need reusable nappies, Lord above, says this texter.
We're in our third child in reusable nappies. None has ever had nappy rash and we've saved a huge amount of money, not to mention the saving to the environment. The washing them is very easy. We just bought a few more for each child. The poo is collected on a bamboo nappy liner that is sustainable, says Paddy in Tullow. Fair play to you, Paddy.
Yeah, I wonder where that goes. Does that go in the bin? I suppose it does, yeah. Paddy. Maybe last one on this for now. Gary says, no way is poo going in my washing machine. You would have to run the wash at 70 degrees or greater to kill those bacteria. Maybe the last one. Disposable nappies are the devil. Thank God my children were born in the 80s. Used Terry nappies and nappy liners, my introduction to reuse, reduce, recycle. Keep your texts coming in. I'd love to know your experiences about all of this. Is this triggering some people, the idea of reusable nappies? Or tell us what you feel about
Terry nappies.
Do you remember that?
Like I remember Terry's all gold.
These were Terry's all brown.
Yeah.
087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.